Mr. Chair, as I said before when this loan came up, I don't believe it constitutes an actual conflict of interest, but I think we should pass the language we would have to if it were determined to be such, just to dot every I and cross every T. I'm going to send out a modified version of the language we approved last time, and I'll read it before I hit send. I move that we pass the following resolution. The Pacifica National Board has been informed that Director Lydia Brazan is an employee of Aris Anagnos, who is willing to change the terms of his family trust's 0% loan to Pacifica so as to postpone Pacifica's repayment. The PNB finds that, one, the proposed loan term changes would be for the benefit of the foundation, as they would give Pacifica more time to repay its loan from the Anagnos Family Trust. Two, the proposed loan terms are fair and reasonable, given that they maintain an interest rate of 0% and require no collateral from the foundation. Three, the foundation is not likely to obtain a more advantageous arrangement with reasonable effort under the circumstances. The PNB further authorizes Chair Margie Wilkinson and or CFO Raul Salvatore to enter Pacifica into the revised loan agreement with the Aris and Carolyn Anagnos Trust of 1984 under the terms and conditions submitted to the PNB as an attachment to the CFO report of February 12, 2015.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? I'm sorry, is there any objection to this item?
Kim, yes, I object.
Okay, is there any discussion on this?
Mr. Chair, I'll motivate if there's going to be discussion.
Okay. Once again, is there any discussion? Okay.
Yes.
Brian, you want to motivate?
Discussion. Can you hear me, Genesee?
And our timekeeper, we're timing each person, 90 seconds.
I'm on it.
Okay. Brian, you want to motivate?
Sure. You know, this is the language that our bylaws and state law say a board should approve any time it enters into a transaction with an interested director on the board. As I said, I don't think Lydia Brazan does have a conflict of interest in this situation. She's not a fiduciary or an employee of the Aris and Carolyn Anagnos Family Trust. However, it doesn't hurt to pass the language. And basically, we have an incredibly generous person who gave us $156,000 interest-free with a repayment schedule that we agreed to. And as we've had trouble repaying it, she's giving us another year before we make the first payment. And I say when someone gives you free money, you say yes.
Okay, discussion? I heard, who was that? Was that Carolyn or?
Janet.
Kim.
I'm sorry.
I think Kim was first and Janet after.
And Lydia.
You got
Maybe
Kim,
Diana?
Janet, and then Lydia and Adriana.
And what about Kim? Kim?
Kim was,
okay,
I said
thanks.
Kim was first.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm not a lawyer. We have no lawyer presently who's advising us on this. That Brian says he doesn't think it's a conflict of interest. Well, that's really not good enough for me. And since we're just looking at this thing for the first time, I think that's completely inadequate for the board to make a judgment on if this is appropriate for us. There is still no arbitration agreement or no stated what happens if we don't pay. That's important, and that's a huge oversight that puts, you know, in a free-for-all if somebody decides they're not happy with us not paying. There's no, we need to have an arbitration agreement in this loan. And it's not free money. We don't know, there's no free money. No such thing as free money.
No.
I still want to know what happened to the $11,000 that did not go to the IRS. Why wasn't that immediately paid back? But this agreement is inadequate. I want it looked at by a lawyer who represents the PNB and all of the PNB, not just some of the PNB. And I want an arbitration agreement in there, mandatory arbitration agreement.
Janet,
Mr. Chair, we are at time on the CFO report.
I agree with Kim. I think, first of all, we have to see this in paper, and we have to know this is not a gift. This is a loan, so that consequences of not coming giving the money in time must be spelled out and must be looked at by a lawyer. This is double Kim squared.
We're out of time on this item.
I move to extend 10 minutes.
Is there a second to extend 10 minutes?
Yes.
Is there any objection to extending 10 minutes?
I object.
There's an objection. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on extending 10 minutes?
Janice A. Hewitt.
Yes.
Brian Edward Steger.
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Janet Colbert. Pass. Margie Wilkinson.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Pass.
Maria Bresson. Kim Kaufman.
Lydia abstains.
Okay. Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
I vote yes.
Teresa Allen. Is not here, I'm sorry. Adriana Casanez?
No.
Robert Marr?
I vote no.
George Ryder? Can't hear you, George. Carolyn Burden? Steve Brown? Janet Collins?
I'm voting to extend, yes.
Lee Robert Coates, no. Jim Brown?
No.
Sorry, I'm back on the call. Steve Brown, yes.
Okay. Got you, Jim. Benito Diaz?
Jim Brown says no.
I got you, Jim. Benito Diaz?
Aye and aye.
Keith Tucker?
No.
Robert Rabin? Okay. Passing Lur, Janet Cullen?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta?
So the vote is only to extend time, right?
Extend 10 minutes on this item.
I have seen.
George Ryder? Compton 1, George, can't hear you. Robert Rabin, can't hear you. Pound 1 to unmute. One moment, please. The vote is 782. Do you wish to vote, Chair?
Chair votes no.
792, the motion fell.
Okay, we're not at, we're out of time.
I only got seven. I have six, yes.
Like a recount.
Yeah, this isn't adding up.
Okay.
792, please.
It requires two-thirds to extend, so it fails in either case. But it's Janice Lane Ewart, Janet Coven, Kim Kaufman, Brenda Medina, Steve Brown, Janet Coleman, Benito Diaz.
Okay. The time, we're out of time. We'll go to the vote on the motion that was proposed. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Janet Lane Ewart.
I pass.
Brian Edward Seeger.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coven.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Lydia Breton?
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman?
We're voting on that loan?
We're voting on the extension of the loan repayment.
No, I vote no.
Brenda Medina?
I vote yes.
Teresa Allen is not here. Adriana Tassonet?
Yes.
Robert Mark?
Abstain.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Alan Burden? Steve Brown?
Abstain.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Green Roberts votes yes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Aye and aye.
Pete Tucker?
Yes.
Robert Rabin? Passing word, Janice Lane Lewis.
I abstain.
Janet Colgan?
Yes.
One moment, please. I have 12-2-4 here.
There's not voting. The motion passes. We'll now go on with the Brian. We have an item on the WPSW budget.
Janet Kay, point of order.
Yes, Janet Kay. I forgot about you. I'm sorry about that. Yes. You had you amended the agenda. So we'll go straight to Janet Kay. We have 10 minutes on this.
Point of order. This is Brenda.
Who is that? Yes, Brenda.
Aren't we expired for time for open session?
No, we extended it to 30 minutes. So
we have 5 minutes. We have 5 minutes left.
I have a point of order.
20 minutes. I thought it was 20 minutes.
30 minutes.
It was 30 minutes. Okay.
I have a point of order, please.
Yes, Serene.
When we moved to extend, we did so to discuss the IED report and WPFW's budget. Those were the items that we discussed. So why are we going to something else?
We already amended the agenda to deal with this item now to the CFO, and we just simply extended 30 minutes for the public open.
I specifically recall hearing that we were extending for the IED and for the WPFW budget.
Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Well, my recollection is different. It was just 30 minutes. Initially, it was going to be just 15 minutes for the CFO, but then it was 30 minutes with no definition of what would be covered. And that CFO hiring supervisory authority motion was moved.
Okay.
I have a point of information.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Serene.
Okay. I'm aware that the item was moved. However, I'm also aware that I asked whether it was going to be for the IED report and WPFW, and I received an affirmative response. So we can do whatever we're going to do. It takes more time to argue than to just do it, but we're going to be stuck with not dealing with the budget. I move to extend 20 minutes so that we can make sure we get that PFW budget approved or not approved, but deal with it tonight.
Is there a second to extend 20 minutes?
Second. Point of information?
Who is that for the point of information first?
Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Yes, Jose Luis.
Do we have anything important to do in executive session?
You got Margie, you want to respond to that? And for the CFO?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I have to look at the agenda.
I would say no.
Unless there are minutes that I don't know about, I would say no.
I have no minutes. I told you guys that at the beginning.
Okay, all right.
Jose Luis points us for the stack.
Yes, Jose Luis.
I'd like to amend the motion to just run out our time till 9 p.m. on open session.
Okay, that'll be 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. Is there a second to that amendment?
I second it.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending the open session? Who is it?
I seconded, Adriana seconded, Benito seconded, we're good.
I said yes. Is there any objection to extending to 12 p.m.? Is there an objection?
I object.
Madam Secretary, can you call a roll?
In open session, okay?
people to be clear. Janice Langley.
No.
Brian Edward Seeger?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Colvin?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Berton? Sandy, are you Kim Kaufman?
I'm going to abstain.
Brenda Medina?
Pass.
Adriana Castanez?
Yes.
Robert Marr?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Abstain.
Carolyn Burton, are you back?
She's off the call, I believe.
Right, that's why I asked if she was back. Sometimes she rejoins. Steve Brown?
Abstain.
Janet Coleman?
I'll also abstain.
Bryn Robertson, yes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Benito Diaz?
Aye.
Steve Tucker?
Abstain.
Robert Ryan? Robert does a 5 o'clock show, guys, so... Lydia Berton, I didn't hear you. Lydia, are you there? Brenda Medina?
I vote yes.
One moment, please, Chair. I have 11-1-5.
Chair votes yes. Our time is extended till 12 Eastern Standard Time for the open session. Next thing we had on the agenda was the item. But can we have 10 minutes on this item? Janet Kay, you want to discuss it? Put the item on.
Well, yes, I'd like to read it into the stream, and the motion basically motivates itself. Whereas the Pacifica National Board's Audit Committee met on December 3rd, 2014 and discussed personnel and staffing issues that may be hindering the timely completion of audits, and whereas the CFO is responsible for all duties delineated in Article 9, Section 9 of the bylaws, and whereas the annual independent audits require the CFO to retrieve financial elements from all station business managers, and whereas cooperation in this regard by some of the station's business managers and a lack of necessary direct supervision by their general managers to whom they report has posed a challenge and added to the delays in the timely completion of audits, and whereas GMs are not required to have financial expertise equal to that of the CFO, I move the adoption of the following resolution. Resolved, when hiring for the position of a station's business manager, the CFO and the respective station's general manager shall jointly screen and select a pool of candidates from which the CFO shall hire the station's business manager, and duties and responsibilities shall be clearly delineated relative to supervision by the CFO and those by the GM. And the CFO and the respective station's general manager shall prepare an annual written evaluation of the station's business manager, which shall include a report from the LSB and its finance committee, and which shall be put in the business manager's personnel file. And both the CFO and or a respective station's general manager may initiate process to discharge the respective station's business manager. However, to effectuate it, both the CFO and the GM shall agree to discharge said business manager. And if the CFO and the GM cannot agree, the decision shall be made by the board of directors. and the books of account maintained by the business manager shall be open at all reasonable times to inspection by the station's general manager, chief financial officer, and per the bylaws, any director upon demand, see Article 9, Section 9. And finally, a business manager shall cause the funds of his, her respective station to be disbursed as she, he may be properly directed from time to time by the chief financial officer of the foundation, shall enter all transactions into the foundation's accounting system, shall render to the CFO and his or her respective general manager an account of all the transactions she, he has made, and of the financial condition of the station whenever requested, and shall have other such authority to perform such other duties as may be prescribed by the chief financial officer, the station manager, the board of directors, and or the bylaws. That's it.
Okay, any discussion?
Brian.
Yes, Brian.
Serene.
I would like to propose a much shorter substitute, and I'll hit send when I finish reading it. The substitute is as follows. The hire and or termination of any business manager shall require approval by the chief financial officer. The chief financial officer shall also directly supervise all accounting functions performed by business managers and shall participate in all evaluations of business managers. And the CFO may seek PNB approval for the termination of a business manager whose unit manager is unwilling to terminate him or her at the CFO's recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
And moved and seconded. You're going to submit that in writing, Brian.
Yeah, I just hit send on it.
Okay. Can we have a discussion on this item?
I'd like to motivate my substitute.
Steve Brown? Yes. Brian, you want to motivate, and then we'll go to Steve Brown on the stack?
Yeah. So there's a lot going on in Janet's motion, and I tried to grab what I thought was valuable and simplify it. The business manager needs to be able to tell, the CFO needs to be able to tell business managers to do their accounting in ways that are consistent with the way the rest of the network is doing its books. There needs to be a reporting structure that makes them obey those orders. And as we've learned from experience, it's important for the CFO, who is should be the most financially knowledgeable person in the organization, to have a say in hiring and firing those positions. I would say the final say. Neither a hire nor a fire happens without the CFO's sign-off. All the whereases, I don't see why we have to go there. In the resolution, there's stuff in there kind of spelling out the job description of a business manager. I think that's a discussion for another time. And my language expands the scope of the resolution to include the business manager at the archives unit, because it refers to units, not stations.
Okay, Steve Brown.
I'm in total agreement with the stated purpose of the amendment, the original amendment, as well as the suggested alteration. But I am totally against what's happening. If you want to have an executive director, you cannot continue to curtail the power and responsibility of that office. The executive director should have unilateral authority to hire and fire anyone except for people inside of a station without the CFO's approval. Any intelligent executive director will take guidance from a CFO, but the executive director has to be the executive director. As it is, I think many executive directors and prospective executive directors, you all know what I'm talking about, would find this job unattractive because the responsibility would be his or hers to fix the foundation, but the ability to do so would be strictly limited by stripping that person of one power after another, as was done years earlier by making the CFO report to the PNB instead of strictly to the executive director. I'm not in favor of the original amendment or the suggested alteration by Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Janice
to the stack.
Okay, anyone else? Okay, Janet.
Yes. I'm speaking against the amendment. I find, as my colleague has just noted, that the responsibility for maintaining and managing the financial records and stability of each individual station rests within the role of the general manager. At the point at which results are not being seen or readily available, it is the responsibility of the executive director of the foundation to manage the work of the general manager and to make the appropriate decisions relative to what's happening at those stations and his or her ability to manage the functions of that staff. Taking the link away from the responsibility of the individual stations and having the national office have responsibility, sole responsibility for one individual staff member at each station corrupts the responsibility and authority at the station level. And given the current level of, what I presume to be the lack of clear lines of communication and responsibility, moving the responsibility to the national level will only exacerbate that issue, and I don't see it as improving a process when, in fact, the process that is broken is the responsibility of the general manager managing his or her station and the associated staff.
Next question for the staff.
This is Margie. I'd like to say something.
Margie and Pete.
Well, okay.
Margie and Pete.
Thank you. I believe in sort of flat management and local control, and so, you know, I sort of have a natural. First of all, I want to say I support Brian's amendment because I think it's easier to deal with than the initial motion. I'm not opposed to the idea at all. And if we didn't have a single unified accounting system, I would be opposed to this motion. But in light of the fact that we do have a single unified accounting system, I think it's important that the CFO have some authority in dealing with business managers. And I disagree with the idea that this somehow degrades the role of the executive director. I think it's important that the CFO and the executive director are clear about their independent roles. And I support the idea. It's not my natural inclination, but having now been in the national office for a while, I can see why this is a good idea and something that we should at least try.
Janet K.
Okay, we have Pete and
Brenda
Janet K.
Back.
And then
we got. Okay.
And then Kim.
Okay, I'm timing people. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes, so Pete here. I appreciate what Steve and Janet laid out. For me, where we're at now is with the regards to the CPB and the lack of consistency across the station. We are going to hold the CFO accountable for not having dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's across the network. And yet we have different degrees of business managers. There's got to be some semblance of just the way Steve was saying, there's got to be accountability for ED, there's got to be accountability for a CFO, but you got to give them a chance to do it. And so I see this as an important step towards getting that. And then we all benefit, because then we'll have our ducks in a row when we go before the CPB, and we'll also just have a better understanding, I think, of where we're at across the stations. We leave it to these five or six units. We get different degrees of information at different times. So I think this can help us all to move forward to getting some standards, better standards, as we move forward. Thanks.
Mr. Chair, we are at time. It was a 10-minute item.
He's right.
I move to extend 10 minutes.
Did we lose Tony? Oh. Tony, are you there?
Yes. Is there a second? I was on mute. Is there a second to extend 10 minutes? Is there any objection to extending 10 minutes? Without objection?
I'm sorry?
Was there an objection?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on extending for safety?
Janice O'Neill?
Yes.
Brian Eddie Studio?
No.
Jose Luis Gunter?
No.
Janet Colvin?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
I'm going to abstain.
Rodrigo Agueta? Can't hear you, Lydia Agueta?
Abstain.
Tim Coffin?
Yes.
Brenda Medina?
Could you repeat extending, what we're voting on?
Extending this item for 10 minutes.
No, 10 minutes.
Yes.
Lisa Allen?
To extend it for 10 minutes? Is that correct?
Yes.
I vote yes.
On this item.
On this item?
I vote yes.
Yes,
we're good. The meeting is going until midnight. The 10-minute extension is on this item.
So what's your vote, Rhonda? Sorry.
I vote yes.
Okay. Teresa Allen? Every time I flip the page. Adrienne Casares?
No.
Robert Mark?
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton? Can't hear you. Steve Brown?
Yes.
Janet Coleman? Compound one, Janet. Serene says no.
Yes.
Okay. Jim Brown? Benito Diaz?
No.
Steve Tucker?
No.
Robert Levine? Somebody's doing something with their sound. Rodrigo Agueta, I didn't hear you.
Did everyone mute their phones?
Jim Brown?
Yes, Jim.
Jim Brown says no.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please. I have 982.
Chair's now voting. The extension of time fails. We'll now go to the vote on the amendment on the motion proposed.
The substitute.
We're voting on Brian's substitute, correct?
Yes.
Janet Lanewitt.
No.
Brian Edwards Steger.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Colvin?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta? Can't hear you. Lydia Rozon?
Yes.
Tim Coffin?
No.
Brenda Medina?
I vote yes.
Yes, okay. Adriana Castanet?
Yes.
Robert Mark?
No.
George Ryder?
Abstain.
Carolyn Burton, stay back. Steve Brown?
No.
Janet Coleman.
Voting against the amendment.
Okay. Doreen Roberts votes yes. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Benito Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Steve Tucker.
Yes.
Robert Levy. Okay, Rodrigo, I did not hear you. Jim Brown.
Yes.
One moment, please. Eleven, 11-5-1.
Chair votes yes. The amendment passes. Now we'll vote on the substitute as the main motion. Secretary, can we call the roll? Are there any objections to the substitute being made? Without objection.
Oh, no, no. Yes, I object. I object.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes.
Janet Fenure.
Yes, as soon as we get through this voting stuff.
Janet?
I'm sorry, with the conversation in the background, I can't hear what's being said.
There's a male voice.
Jim Brown needs to mute.
Janice, we're revoting the substitute as the main motion.
Oh, thank you. I vote no.
Brian Edward Stewart.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Tobin.
Yes.
Steve Wilkinson.
Yes. I muted.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Rodrigo Breton.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Nope.
Brenda Medina.
And I'm sorry, this is to...
the substitute to as the main motion.
Oh, okay. I vote yes.
Adriana Castaneda?
Yes.
Robert Marth?
No.
George Ryder?
Abstain.
Carolyn Durden, Bob? Steve Brown?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Green abstain. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Aye, aye.
Steve Tucker.
Yes.
One moment, please. I have 11-5-2. Adriana,
yes,
do you agree with my count? Yes, Jim, I have you voting yes. Adriana, do you agree with my count?
Yes, 11-5-2.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Plus, the chair voted as well, right?
Yes, the chair votes yes.
So it's 12.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll now move on to the next item on the agenda. Brian, I think we have the WPFW budget.
The Finance Committee's recommendation is to approve the budget without any provisos.
Is there a second?
Second.
And second. Is there any discussion on this item?
I'd like to hear Brian motivate it.
Brian, you want to motivate the... WPFW budget.
Point of clarification.
Benito, what's your point of information or clarification?
Yeah, I just I have a motion to go along with it, which does not change anything in the budget, I don't think.
Let's hear Brian's motivation, and we'll hear what your motion is, Benito.
Okay.
Amendment that you have. Brian.
Appears, or at least it appeared to be at the time the committee took it up, a balanced budget with achievable fundraising goals, based on achievable fundraising goals. Nothing major has changed since then. WPFW is one of the stations that's been keeping up with its bills handily. And their fund drives have been going reasonably well. And we need to get a budget in place. You know, Even when a budget is optimistic, it's better to have a budget in place as a benchmark that we can then adjust against when we don't make fundraising targets than to have no plan at all. A budget is a plan, not a contract.
Yes, Benito, you had a motion?
Right. I just sent it. Okay.
This is Kim.
Can I make my motion, please? Move that whereas during 2014, the former IGM unilaterally hired a significant number of contractors and or employees not authorized in the FY14 budget. Whereas the PFW LSB has never received a complete list of these hires, despite several requests by members of its finance committee. Whereas the former IGM recently converted some of these contractors into either full-time or part-time employees. Whereas the draft FY 2015 budget proposes to eliminate at least one permanent full-time position and cut another permanent full-time management position to part-time status. Whereas these types of personnel changes benefit unauthorized contractors at the expense of permanent full-time staff and could easily create unnecessary conflict with the staff union. Be it resolved that the new IGM provide the LSB and PMB with a complete list of all contractors and employees hired during FY14 and FY15 and a list of all contractors converted to employees. Be it further resolved that before any full-time permanent staff positions are eliminated or cut to part-time status, current contractors and contractors converted to employees must be cut first. And finally, be it further resolved that the new IGM is to provide the LSB and PMB with a list of which positions she would propose to cut pursuant to this motion so as to stay within budget. And if I can motivate.
I'm sorry, I thought you need to. Didn't you just motivate it? Or?
Well, I just read the motion.
Pete for the stack.
Okay. Benito, you want to motivate it?
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm not trying to change money, where money goes or anything of the sort. What I'm trying to do is, number one, get an accounting of these positions, number one, and number two, protect the full-time permanent union, especially, but also management positions which have been in place for years and years, which is what I think this budget, not the budget, but the personnel lineup, the way it was proposed by the prior IGM, it would cut these permanent full-time folks for the benefit of some contractors that were not even authorized in the first place. And that the LSB had absolutely no role in okaying or anything of the sort. We don't even know who these people are. So anyway, that's basically it.
Janet Kay, point of information?
Yes, Janet Kay, what's your point of information?
So would this motion be like an amendment to the budget motion?
Yes, that's how I interpret what he's trying to do, yes.
Yeah.
Come to the stack.
Without changing any of the money in any way.
Okay.
Right.
We got Pete and Kim. Yes, Pete.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm seeing this motion, and I'm not necessarily against it. My concern is that We have a WPFW finance committee and local station board, and to me, this would have been an appropriate place to bring this motion so that we could speak on behalf of the board when we come before the PNB. Now, maybe we want to micromanage the general manager in this way or that way or the other. I don't know. But I do know that this has not been discussed at either the finance committee or the local station board. And for that reason, I will be voting against this. Thank you.
Okay. Benito to the stack.
We got Kim.
Well, I have a couple of questions.
Margie wants to be on the
stack. First of all, this information should be in the budget, and I haven't looked. I don't know who all the people are, but all these people should be listed in the budget. And if they're not, that's a problem with the budget. And I can't really, I'm not used to how the CFO is reporting the fund drive. So how badly is this fund drive doing presently?
Okay. We're going to the Margie, the next person on the stack.
Can I get an answer?
Well, Kim, you own the stack. This wasn't a point of information.
No, but it was a question to the CFO.
This
how
is Benito's motion. You're speaking to Benito's motion.
I understand, Tony, but I want to get an idea of where the fund drive is going so I understand some of these issues.
The CFO reported on the fund drive. But this is Benito's motion. Margie is the next person on the stack.
I think the CFO said that they were doing, I don't know, some... I can't remember. It's
right,
in his
report. Exactly. That's why I wanted the CFO
Okay, it's in your report. Look at the report, Kim. It's in there. The
I already looked
there.
At it, and that's why I'm asking
okay,
a question.
Okay, Kim,
I apologize. I apologize. I should not have done that. Okay, so here we go. I am very sympathetic to this motion, but I'm going to move that we table it. No, I'm going to move that we refer it to the WPFW Finance Committee and ask the committee to come back with a recommendation on it. I think it's... I'm sorry.
I was going to say if there is a second, if you were making a motion.
Point of...
Were you making a motion, Margie?
Point of information.
I'm making a motion.
Second.
Thank you. I'm making a motion that this item be referred to the WPFW Finance Committee, and I have a second, and I'd like to motivate it, okay?
Okay. Margie, you want to motivate it?
Yes. I totally understand Benito's frustration with the situation, but I think that it is important that the committee, which I understand functions, I may be wrong about that, but it's my impression that the Finance Committee functions at WPFW, that the Finance Committee be given an opportunity to look at this matter and make a recommendation to the PMB. If they determine that it's, that they need help with this matter, then I think that's our job. But I, you know, in my considered,
you have 61 seconds
in the stations being able to determine their own destiny to whatever extent is possible. And given that, I would urge that we refer this to the back to the committee, back to the local finance committee. That's my recommendation.
This is Lydia.
Come to the stack.
Pete.
We got Lydia.
You have 31 seconds.
It's Pete.
Pete, and then I think Benito.
Kim was on the stack.
But anyway, and so we should all have that information. That's an access to information that hasn't happened.
It's in there.
So who is that?
It's
in the PSW budget right now?
Yeah, every salary is itemized by position.
That's not... Well,
okay. Well, Brian has responded to that.
That wasn't speaking to the issue, Brian, if I may finish, because the information that Benito is seeking is, were the permanent positions then filled by consultants rather than the existing permanent employees? I think that was part of the issue. But regardless, it is a matter of not having proper access to information. So at some point, and that was, the problem with some, well, I won't go into it. Okay, anyway, is that at some point that would be the purview of the PMB to step in and facilitate the information so that an informed decision can be made.
Janet Kay.
Yeah, so I'm opposed to referring it back to the local station board finance committee. One of the reasons, I agree with what Lydia just said, but when it came to the KPFA budget, there was an amendment that required the general manager to come up with a formula about if there are any cuts to staff, that there also be management cuts or some kind of formula about that. And that did not go back to the local station. So, I mean, it's why for this and not for that. So I will vote against Margie's amendment.
Pete?
Yeah, I'll be voting in favor of Margie's motion. We have a functioning finance committee, and we've been together for a couple of years now, and it's worth noting, I think, that we also have turned around PFW's finances. And I think that we can work it out. We should hear Benito's points, maybe some strong ones, but we should debate this on the finance committee and then bring it to the LSB and go from there. But we do have a functioning finance committee. These are issues relevant to WPSW. We should hear from management and we should, hash it out and work it out at that level before we run to the PMB. Thank you.
Adriana, for the chat.
And Benito.
Jim, and Benito, and Adriana.
Well, I have to speak to the hypocrisy of this as well, because KPFK did not even get a chance to look at the budget before it was passed by the NFC. I mean, it was a bad budget, and it's still a bad budget, and it passed through here. So there's absolutely no standard for passing these budgets or whether it should go back to local or national. It depends on who's who and who's, counting the votes. And this whole process is just is ridiculous. But the thing is, if you're going to vote down this amendment, you can't pass this budget until this has been resolved.
Benito.
All right, so just a little bit of history. The reason why I did not bring this to the Finance Committee were twofold. Number one, the LSB passed a motion when we were discussing the budget to leave the budget exclusively to the treasurer and the CFO. And so that was it. So then that means that the members of the finance committee were excluded from weighing in on the final budget. And then when I raised questions about it, at every turn, I was told, well, take it up with the at the PMB level. Take it up at the PMB level. Take it up at the PMB level. So I've been waiting my turn for the budget to get to the PMB so as to be able to do this. Furthermore, I have discussed this concept with the treasurer and pleaded with him to include that precisely because it's a pro-union, and just to me, I just think that it's you don't even have to get into a union issue. It's I think, just a sign of respect to both the full-time union as well as full-time permanent staff, that their jobs should be respected before you bring in, you know, some last-minute contractors, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I also have discussed the matter. Well, anyway, the point is I tried to get the treasurer to deal with this, and it just didn't happen. And subsequently, I have discussed it with the new IGM. You know, she's cool with it, although she can't say much because she's involved. What's she going to say? You know, so the point is I have to bring it to the PMB.
Adriana.
Yes. You know, what I'm hearing, it's a bunch of conflicting information here. On one hand, I agree that the stations need to take care of their own business. But remember that basically this is the Pacifica Foundation. The stations are just units, and all of us in the PMB, we have the fiduciary responsibility to take care of this business that is the foundation. And every station is part of this foundation, is part of our obligation. What I believe that is an absolutely must that we know all the details. Every director, I don't understand why directors don't have access or need to beg for access to information that should be, it doesn't make any sense that we don't have it. I think that is our ultimate, that's why the PMB is the one that needs to authorize this budget. Doesn't matter what the station obviously have a say, but we have the last word. And I don't understand how can we say that if this doesn't change the numbers, but it's a director right to know how it's being done, and he doesn't have the information, and we don't have the information. That doesn't make any sense. I will vote against Margie's motion to return it to the WPFW Finance Committee, because this is an issue of the station, but to the PMB too. Thank you.
Am I on the phone call?
Janet K, did you want to? I remember Janet C.
Yeah, I did. I'm finding that these two motions completely at odds with each other. Margie, who supported the motion to take away from the local station boards and their managers the ability to name business directors, now thinks it's okay to send back to committee this issue of contractors. I think, as I did when Benito brought up this motion at an earlier meeting, I think this contractors business is an issue that affects every one of the stations, and that contractors, first of all, which are frowned upon by the IRS, so we should look into that. They are certainly frowned upon by the unions. And what we just voted here was to have a whole new bunch of contractors named and appointed solely by the CFO. So I think we're coming up now up to our ankles in privately appointed employees who are not on the payroll and whose financial portrait we will never see. So I will vote against Margie's amendment also.
I didn't know if
Brian does that.
Yes, Brian.
Well, I just want to clarify, because I think there's a little bit of a gap between the budget and the motion. So in the budget that I brought to you for approval, there is $0 for contractors on the consultant line. Zero. No money for contractors. And there is a position-by-position list on the salaries tab of all the employees. So, and I understand, directors had concerns with some other budgets about the level of detail that was supporting on that front, but I don't think that's a specific issue with the WPFW budget. I am for full transparency. California law says all members of this board have an absolute right to inspect records at their stations. It doesn't take a board motion to create that right. That right already exists. So I don't know why we're trying to address it through a motion here. And what I'm very uncomfortable with and why I don't want to do this motion from the national board level is that it also tells the general manager what order to cut positions in, where it seems to me it removes any local control from the process of deciding what positions the station needs and doesn't need. And positions are, you know, different from the people in them. You have to be able to figure out what operating structure works for the station. So I think it's a motion that's trying to do too many things at once, and I would very much like whatever issues can be resolved at the local level to be resolved there before it gets back to us in a final form.
Benito to the staff.
Okay. Can the staff...
Point of order, point of order.
Yes, Margie.
Okay. I don't mean to be difficult, but it's really late, and the... And I think there's a rule about how many times people get to speak. And
Yes, that's true. They can only speak twice, I think.
Thank
Kim
you.
Kim has spoken twice, and I think Benito has spoken twice.
Yeah, thank you.
That's for the amendment.
What?
That rule was just for amendment.
Yeah, but it was on the amendment. No. They've both spoken twice.
Agenda. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Can we hear from someone who hasn't spoken?
Robert's Rules of Order.
Yes, Robert Rules said you have to speak twice. But is there anyone who hasn't spoken
I'd
like
a citation for that.
Is there anyone who hasn't spoken who'd like to speak on this matter? Okay.
Request for information. This is Robert.
Yes, Robert.
Has this budget that is the subject of this agenda item been sent out to us, and where might it be if I wanted to see it?
Brian?
I sent it out to all new board members the night of our very first meeting. I can resend it to you, Robert. I don't know that... I know there was some problems with addresses.
It was easy.
Yeah, I'll dig it up.
So, Benito, if there's no other new people that want to speak?
Is there other new people who want to speak on the stack?
Point of information?
Yes, Serene, what's your point of information?
How long have we been on this? I know we extended for 15 minutes.
I'm sorry, I lost track. I apologize.
We only had 10 minutes on this item, but we went...
I believe we're out of time.
Yeah.
Okay, we're out of time, as been pointed out by Serene. We need to go to a vote on these. Madam Secretary, I think, Margie, you want to repeat your motion, and then we'll go to the vote.
Oh, I forgot to send it. I'm sorry. I move that the motion that Benito placed on the floor be referred to the WPFW Finance Committee. I'll send it right now.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
I was calling the roll. I didn't realize I was muted. Sorry. That is maybe it. Fine, I just see it.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Jana Coben?
No.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Miriam Rotan?
No.
Kim Coffin?
Pass.
Okay. Brenda Medina?
Is this for the amendment?
To refer.
Oh, I vote no. Adriana Castaneda?
No.
Robert Mark?
No.
Doug Ryder?
Yes.
Pass or yes?
Yes.
Yeah, yes, pass.
Yes, thank you. Carolyn Burnley, back. Isabel.
Abstain.
Janet Coleman.
Yes, I'm voting to reject Margie's amendment, right?
Are you voting to refer or to not refer? What is your...
Let's depersonalize this. Forget what that means.
I can't hear you.
I'm voting to refer to the... Just describe it to me when I've lost
the... Do you want this motion sent to the PFW Finance Committee or not?
No.
Okay. Three abstains. Jim Brown? Can't hear you, Jim. Benito Diaz?
No.
Pete Tucker?
Yes.
Robert Rabin? Okay, going back. Janice Lane Ewart, are you here?
Yes, I am. I vote to refer to committee.
Okay, so that's a yes. Kim Kaufman, you passed.
I'm going to abstain.
George Ryder, you passed.
I abstain.
Jim Brown?
Yeah, I'm back. What are we voting for again? I'm sorry.
On whether to refer the motion from Benito Diaz to the WPFW Finance Committee.
Instead of making the decision now.
Benito.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Jim.
I vote no.
You know, I'm going to change my vote. This is Rodrigo. I'm going to vote no.
Okay, one moment, please. I have 5-11-4.
5-11-4. Okay, chair is not voting. Motion failed. We'll now vote on the...
Can I get a count on that?
Wait a minute.
I have a whole bunch of different numbers.
Well, yeah, okay, do we repeat the count again?
I have five... I have... Sorry?
Do we repeat the count
again? I have five yeses. I have Janice Lane Ewart, Brian Edwards-Stewart, Jose Luis Fuentes, Margie Wilkinson, and Pete Tucker. I have 11 no's, Janet Coburn, Rodrigo Agueda, Lydia Bazon, Brenda Medina, Ivana Kasnev, Robert Mark, Janet Coleman, Jim Brown, and Benito Diaz.
And Steve Brown.
Steve Brown abstained.
I'm sorry.
So that's nine.
This is not working out. So...
I have nine.
Yes,
nine.
That's nine.
Okay.
Nine, no. Four abstentions.
And how many yes?
Five yeses.
Okay.
You have five yes, nine no, four abstentions. Chair is not voting. Okay, motion fails. We'll now go to the original motion.
This is the budget.
Amendment to the budget.
Oh, I'm sorry, Benito's amendment. Okay.
Madam Secretary, can you call a roll?
Janice Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Brian Edwards Stewart?
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Rodrigo Agueda? Can't hear you. Lydia Bozon?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Excuse me, abstain.
Brenda Medina?
I vote yes.
Adriana Castaneda?
Yes.
Robert Mark?
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Steve Burrow.
No.
Sarah Collin.
Yes.
Yes?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Julie Roberts passes. Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
Aye, and aye.
I didn't hear Jim. Pete Tucker.
Jim Brown says yes.
No.
Okay. Gotcha, Jim. Gotcha, Pete. Robert Rabin. Okay. Going back to myself. I abstain. One
moment.
Sorry?
Rodrigo. I didn't hear Rodrigo vote.
Hi. Rodrigo, sorry. Are you there?
Yes.
Your vote is yes?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Adrian.
What was that again?
10-6-2. Do you wish to vote?
No, chair is not voting.
10-6-2.
Okay. The amendment, and now we'll vote on the budget as amended. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Jonathan. Brian Edwards Speaker.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear you.
Jose Luis, I was on mute. But what are we voting on?
We're voting on the PFW as amended by Benito's motion.
Budget.
What did I say?
Abstain.
I'm sorry, it's too late here.
I abstain.
Okay, thanks. Mikey Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Lydia Breton.
Yes.
Tim Coffin.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, Brenda Medina. Bren, there?
I'm sorry, I vote yes.
Adriana Castanez?
Yes.
Robert Mark?
Yes.
Yes? Did you say yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. George Ryder?
Yes.
Steve Brown?
No.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Twin Robert Woods, yes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Got it. Benito Diaz.
Aye, and aye.
Pete Tucker.
Yes.
Going back, Janice Lane, you're right. I didn't hear you. Okay. Kim Kaufman, you passed.
I'm going to abstain.
One moment, please. I have 14-1-2.
Okay. Chair is not voting. The budget passes with amendment.
Serene, to the back.
Yes, Serene.
I move to extend 15 minutes to deal with the SCA motion.
Motion?
The subcarrier motion that WBAI LSB passed on to the PNB in 2013.
I object. We have 3 minutes more left till midnight.
I'm sorry. Is there a second to extending for how long, Serene?
15 minutes to just deal with the motion.
No.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
Point of information.
Who is that?
George.
Yes, George.
Isn't it the case that we have a standing rule that we must quit at 12?
Yes.
Which is why we asked for an extension. It needs two-thirds.
Which is why we can extend for...
It's a time certain, except for when it's not.
But if the body wished to extend it, it can extend it with a two-thirds vote.
Sure can. Except for when it can.
My body is 12 o'clock.
Okay, this is not a debatable item. The motion has been seconded to extend for 15 minutes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Janice Lane Ewers. Brian Edwards Teagart.
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Janet Coburn.
No.
Margie Wilkinson.
No.
Rodrigo Guerra. Lydia Bertone.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Brenda Medina.
Pass.
Sorry?
Pass.
Adriana Casimir?
Yes.
Robert Mark?
Yes.
Bill Ryder?
No.
Steve Brown?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Leonardo Tosias? Jim Brown?
Yes.
Brittany Jo Diaz?
No.
Pete Tucker?
Abstain.
Robert J. is not here. Coffin, you passed? I'm sorry, Brenda, you passed.
I vote yes.
Rodrigo?
Rodrigo? How do you vote? I don't hear anything. 5-10-1.
Vote is 5-10-1.
Yes.
Chair is not voting. The recommendation fails. We're now in adjournment. Thank you all for your service and your time.
Right.